The National Weather Service has issued wind advisories for northeast Ohio through 1 a.m. tomorrow. In Stark, Mahoning, Portage, and Summit counties, winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour are expected with gusts up to 55. Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas counties could see gusts up to 50 miles per hour. The strong winds may down tree limbs, cause isolated power outages, and blow around unsecured objects. The Ohio Turnpike has issued a travel ban for high-profile vehicles through midnight. Strong winds have caused numerous power outages across the region. As of 5:30 this morning, FirstEnergy reported 190 customers without power in Stark County, mainly in Jackson and Perry townships, with service expected to be restored later this morning. Other outages included 123 in Columbiana County, about 2,100 in Portage County, and roughly 4,300 in Summit County. AEP reported 54 customers were without electricity in Stark County, mostly in Canton, Canton Township, North Canton, and Plain Township, with restoration times not yet available. Altman Health System is warning patients about a data breach involving a third-party medical records provider that may have exposed personal and medical information. The breach involved Cerner Corporation, which provides electronic medical record services to Altman. They became aware of the breach in late February. No active Altman services were affected. Information potentially compromised includes names, social security numbers, and certain medical record details. Affected patients will receive letters and are being offered free credit monitoring and identity protection services. The Stark County Coroner's Office says a man found dead at the county jail died from natural causes. Autopsy results show 33-year-old Zachary Snowberger of Canton suffered multiple heart problems and chronic opioid dependency. He had cardiac arrhythmia and other issues. Snowberger was found unresponsive in his cell on May 8th and taken to Mercy Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The repository reports his mother's spokeswoman disputes the autopsy, saying he died due to jail negligence and lack of opioid dependency medication. Snowberger had been booked on drug-related and other charges the previous day. A Stark County grand jury has indicted Corey Partee in connection with the October 4th shooting death of Christopher Smith. The 32-year-old Partee is now facing negligent homicide and tampering with evidence. He has pleaded not guilty in the death of the 35-year-old Smith. Partee was originally charged with reckless homicide in Canton Municipal Court. Police say Partee left his Market Avenue North apartment before officers arrived and was arrested October 27th. He remains in the county jail on a $1 million bond. A man is behind bars after a secret grand jury indictment connected to a violent assault in Columbiana County. 52-year-old Gary McCabe of Lisbon is charged with felonious assault with a firearm specification, along with several other counts. The indictment stems from a June 28th incident where he allegedly pulled and fired a gun during an assault on a woman. McCabe is held on a $50,000 bond and is scheduled for arraignment January 8th. A longtime Columbiana County court official is retiring and heading south. Domestic Relations Magistrate Bradley Allison will step down Wednesday after 15 years on the bench and more than two decades in private practice. Allison tells the Morning Journal he's grateful to have served the community and hoped to make the divorce process less difficult for families and children. He and his wife will move to Tennessee, and former county prosecutor Tammy Riley Jones has been sworn in as his replacement. A Mahoning County judge has dismissed charges against 29-year-old Damon Williams, who died November 26th. He faced aggravated murder, aggravated robbery, and tampering with evidence charges in the June 2021 death of Kashawn Bunch in a Youngstown park. A co-defendant, Kyrie Williams, was sentenced to 20 to 24 and a half years in prison in 2023 after pleading guilty to voluntary manslaughter and robbery. Another co-defendant, Michael Collins, faced lesser charges and testified in the case. Williams had medical issues related to sickle cell anemia, which prevented his trial from taking place. The cause of his death has not been released. A woman who pleaded guilty to prostitution charges in Mahoning County has been deported to China. 35-year-old Xiaoyan Tu of Flushing, New York, was sentenced to 1 year of probation in October after pleading guilty to promoting prostitution and soliciting. She was removed from the U.S. November 23rd through Detroit and extradited to Shanghai. As a result, her probation was terminated by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony Dapolito. Tu's case stemmed from an arrest March 14th during an investigation of Sunshine Foot Spa in Canfield. Greenwood Chevrolet Falcon Stadium in Austintown is closed until further notice due to an alleged vandalism incident. The school district posted on Facebook that police are investigating, and an update will be provided when the stadium reopens. Two people were arrested following a vehicle pursuit on I-80 Saturday. The Highway Patrol says the chase started eastbound on the Ohio Turnpike in Streetsboro and involved a stolen vehicle. Troopers used stop sticks to flatten a tire, but the driver continued until the rim disintegrated. The pursuit ended in Hubbard Township when the driver struck a police cruiser and went into a ditch. The driver and a passenger were taken to the Portage County Jail on multiple felony charges, and minor injuries were treated at the scene. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.